And welcome back to For the Record on Evolution 107.9. I'm Mike Burnside, and we're talking with Michael Barrick, and we're discussing the goth culture in Vancouver. Kind of a funny thing to mention here. Can you tell us about the pamphlet that was circulated around for Is Your Child a Goth?
Yeah, that's an amusing. Allegedly presented by St. Mary's Church. It's one of these things that... emailed around from one person to another, so the actual origins of it are questionable. The list itself, though, is as good a list of ridiculous stereotypes as any.
Can you just give us a couple examples?
Well, some of the really superficial ones: frequently wears black clothing, wears band or rock t-shirts. That could apply to just about anyone between the ages of, I don't know, 13 and 19.
Mm-hmm. How about Vancouver? What's our scene like? Like, where can you go to socialize with like-minded people?
The longest-running club night, Sanctuary Sundays, which has moved venues a few times, but... currently, it's Sunday nights at Celebrities on Davie Street.
Really?
Yeah, and this is it's actually one of the top clubs in the city. I mean, it's and this particular night has been going for close to 8 years now. Run primarily by DJ Pandemonium. Then another night, Thursday nights at the Red Room on Richard Street near Waterfront Station. Again, one of the top clubs in the city. And
so, do a lot of people show up?
On an average Sunday night. I have attendance that's probably in the neighborhood of 200 people. Put that on a long weekend, and go up to 400 special events. I know Isaac's had, Isaac being DJ Pandemonium, has had counts in over 600 on occasion.
Hmm.
Just pretty crowded night.
Yeah. So tell me, what stereotypes does the goth culture typically laugh at?
It's a culture or a scene that's very good at laughing at itself. Probably are one of the best examples of laughing at ourselves. Musician, comedian who calls himself Voltaire, and he's got a wonderful song about just another night at the Vampire Club, poking a great deal of fun at. Live-action role-playing the Vampire the Masquerade. That can be very much made fun of quite easily.
So there's often a tongue-in-cheek aspect to it all.
Yeah, very much. And you'll find people who've sort of taken up the superficial aspects of the scene and... are trying a little bit too hard, can be amusing. thinking about eyeliner doodles, for example.
Just excessive eyeliner.
Swirlies running down the side of the face, drawn in eyeliner.
Just like
ridiculous.
The crow.
There's no... Oh, crow makeup. Yeah, there's another... friends don't let friends dress like the crow.
What about the corpse paint?
That can be particularly amusing, especially when it ends abruptly at the chin. there's nothing like a redneck corpse.
So, Michael, are you pierced or tattooed at all?
Oddly enough, no, not at all.
Why ever not? I would imagine that would be the in thing for the goth culture.
I think it has a lot to do with my age and when piercing and tattooing became fashionable for people who were associating themselves with counterculture, be it goth, punk, new wave. Back in the 80s, when it became extraordinarily fashionable for guys to have their one pierced ear, that was the point when I decided this was something that I simply wasn't going to do. I saw people who I had already sort of made my mind up as being crowd followers and very sort of not individualistic type people following along in this trend, and I thought, no, if I go about making these sorts of permanent changes and they fall out of fashion, then I'm stuck with it. And
is that a little elitist, maybe?
Yeah, I think there's I think I did it very much out of an elitist attitude. I am, and so that makes me now a freak among freaks. I'm the rare and almost unheard of tattooless hipster.
Wow. What about your dating history? Do you date women that are pierced and tattooed, or are you turned off of that because of?
No, not at all. My current partner has a couple of tattoos. And
can I ask how old you are?
Yeah. I'm. Geez, I'm so old I have to think about it. That's how old I am. Late 30s.
Late 30s? Okay.
Yeah. We'll just.
You're acting here like you were old or something. Late 30s, that's not too bad.
Yeah, when you're talking about a scene that's largely nightclub-based and probably has a median age of about 21 or 22, I can.
So do you feel like you're a bit of a relic then?
Yeah, there's terms bantered about like crusty goth, fossil goth. those of us that have been into the scene since
Bauhaus.
Bauhaus and Susie and when the, or as I like to put it, when Fat Bob was thin, referring to Robert Smith of The Cure. As a matter of fact, you'll find communities. Online communities, that's one that I belong to, is actually called Fogey Goth.
All right, well, Michael, I hope today we've at least educated some people. It's unfortunate that we're out of time right now. I think we could talk for a bit longer about this.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's one of the issues that you get with this. It's a broad subject, and it's very difficult to pin down. Half an hour is just not enough.
Yeah, so everybody out there, go have a chat with your local goth.
Yeah, you'll find them very approachable, generally likable people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, well, that's it for the Record today. You're listening to Evolution 107.9.